final day of Latitude Festival, and I'm delighted to be joined by Joe from Idols. Hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Delighted to be talking to you. It's 1 year to the day that I caught Idols for the first time. You were playing the Lake Stage last year, and I've never seen a band where the singer has jumped off to run to another gig elsewhere while the band is still playing.
Yeah, I regretted it by the time I reached the other stage, and I was windbagging. I nearly died.
I couldn't keep up with you, so I gave up running about halfway, but that was pretty impressive. And that was it's great to see you back here at Latitude, and you've had your promotion.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. It's a beautiful day. I'm happy to be anywhere where there's a show of ours. So yeah, good stuff.
Let's talk about 2017 first. It was all about Brutalism. It's a very honest album, and there's clearly a lot of your heart on your sleeve in there. But were you surprised with how much positivity that it did click with sort of fans and critics?
I don't know. I think, it, truth be told, I think if you are vulnerable to someone and you show a bit of, like, a celebration of weakness, people embrace you and they open their minds to what you have to say, and they I think, you know, if you show yourself vulnerable, people respond with love, and I think that's what we got.
Is it me being cynical, or is that something that I might not have expected? Because, you know, in this day and age, everything is about shows of strength and showing off and that kind of thing. But, you know, there's a lot of strength in what you've just said.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point. I think there was the reason why we went forward with what we did in the tone that what we did and what we said was because no one was, well, not no one, but there was a lack in the populace and popular culture to purvey imperfection and just show a bit of humanity again.
From the way you're describing it, it could be that you're somebody who didn't know you might think that it was a meek and mild band, but when they see you on stage, there's a lot of, I'm not going to say anger, I don't think it's anger as such, but there's a lot of energy there.
Yeah, well, it's a visceral act, what we do. We really love what we do, and there's a lot of passion behind our writing. And we tried to be mellow, and it didn't suit us. And it also, I think, violence as a tone is a great vehicle to carry messages through all the chaff, you know? I think what we have to say is wheat. I think it's a strong message, and it's important to us. And I think the more you believe in what you do, the more passion comes out, and we're just violent men. It's just it's loving violence.
I think that's a great way of summing it up, really, because it's eye-catching. I mean, when Mother came out and the video for Mother, I mean, I just stopped in my tracks.
Yeah, well, it was a fun day for me, smashing all that crockery. It was beautiful, yeah.
How many takes did you have for that?
Cause it,
one take.
We couldn't afford to... We scoured the land of every charity shop that were willing to give us crockery, but no one was willing to partake, so we had to pay for it. So I had one go.
Over the last 12 months, your crowds at your live shows have been increasing in size. I always felt that there's a big connection between the band and the fans. You get that with a lot of bands, but certainly with Idols. As the crowds grow, are you keeping that connection?
Yeah, I think so. I think that comes with our passion and compassion at the live shows. I think there's a bit of a constraint there when the audience are really far back from the stage. I've got bad eyesight, so I don't tend to enjoy it when the barriers are like 20 foot away. But it doesn't matter about the size of the room. Never. I mean, everything that we're about is about... The only reason we're on that stage is because it makes the audience clear. As in, we can see them and they can see us and they can hear and see what we're doing. Apart from that, our message is that we are no more important than the audience, and it's about a dialogue. And if the audience are there with compassion, and we are, it doesn't matter about the room, it doesn't matter.
And you do get the right kind of audience, don't you? Because there have been bands around who've had a message, but they've attracted the wrong kind of crowds.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had any Joy Division moments yet. We've had no Nazi salutes or anything, but I think, you know, that comes from us being affectionate with our performance and just breaking down those barriers and machismo and all that nonsense.
You kind of hope people will understand it, but unfortunately there's a lot of people out there who just don't, do they?
Yeah, but I think, you know, that people especially with my kind of Dadaist lyrics now and again, people might misconstrue what I'm saying, but that will come with longevity. I think if we keep working hard and I keep developing as an artist and learning my own artistic language and becoming more fluent, people will understand eventually. We just got to keep an open mind.
Let's talk about the new album, Joy is an Act of Resistance. I mean, there's a title that really does scream that there is light among the dark. So does it carry on with a lot of the themes that you had from Brutalism?
The themes are the same, really. It's about exploring the self as a vehicle to a better society. Always will be that for me. It's what I'm interested in, is exploring how I can be a better person to improve other people's lives. I think the approach is different with the second album. We give each other more room to breathe musically, and I think the thematics are more progressive. And I think Joy is an Act of Resistance in many ways is about self-improvement as a way of improving society rather than just kicking off.
Yeah. Is that because you don't feel that you can improve society and you just want to be the best that you can be with what's around?
Well, that is society. Society is a congregation of individuals. So if we all look inwards to improve ourselves and be open-minded, society will get better. That's the point.
In the last 12 months, you've obviously built up a lot of momentum. We've been talking about it. Did that disrupt your writing and recording process, or did that give you a lot of newfound energy?
Well, it definitely gave us more energy. We were like, we were so excited to get the second album done, and we've got a lot to say, and we've learned how to enjoy ourselves as musicians again, and that came from practicing and writing a lot and playing live a lot. And I think our whole ethos is based around the live element of our music. So we learned a lot touring, but then everything else got in the way. Because you have to, you know, spend a lot of time touring. So we just condensed our writing time into full days where we'd sit in our room for 8 hours a day, you know, instead of two or three times a week. It was 4 days a week.
Yeah. You know. So a little bit of extra work in it, but you've got an album that you can be proud of now.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Am I right in saying that you're designing the covers and you've got all the artistic control as well? Because is there a story behind the new album's cover?
I am in charge of all the art and design, yeah, but it is democratic. I like to get other people in. I like to get the other guys in the band involved, but they kind of lead me to it. The second album is massively about allowing yourself to be vulnerable to other ideas and new people. So there's a lot of collaboration with this second album, art-wise, but that's not out yet. But the cover, I found it online, and I had to change the cover because I realised that it was perfect for the album and everything that it embodies.
It's either an altercation or some drunken thing at a 70s wedding or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a perfect example of why we're writing this album, to try and eliminate men ruining beautiful occasions.
Yeah, it sort of touched a nerve with me, because when I was a very young child and I was brought along to weddings, that's what they looked like for me as well.
Exactly.
Okay, what's next for Idols apart from 10,000 gigs and festivals that you've got lined up?
Album 3.
It's a really weird question to ask people. We know album 2 hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're going to tour. We've got a world tour at the end of the year, 3 months. And then we started writing the third album. And we just want to celebrate the second album as much as possible.
Well, I know a lot of people listening will be very pleased to hear that you got a third album already sort of fleshed out. And we're all looking forward to hearing the second one as well. So, and we're looking forward to seeing you on the big tent later.
Yeah, me too.
Joe, thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.